Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Informed, not inflamed. Healthcare.
And hi, everyone. We are talking about the new economic realities of healthcare in 2016, and two recent pieces in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal did explain why these trends are happening. To discuss all this is my guest, Dale Bellis, is the executive director and co-founder of Liberty HealthShare. Dale, welcome back.
Thank you so much, John. It's always a pleasure to be with you, my friend.
And we should say, for the record, I'm a member of Liberty HealthShare, and my company works with them on videos and other marketing activities. But Dale, for folks who don't know, Liberty HealthShare is medical cost sharing, which is what?
Well, medical cost sharing is simply a method of meeting healthcare costs on a regular and systematic basis, where people on a nonprofit basis join together to share each other's medical costs whenever they occur. And based on a set of shared values or shared beliefs, like-minded people just simply assist each other on a regular, systematic basis, month to month, to share those costs.
And what people get confused about is this is not insurance, and they're just so used to an insurance paradigm. If it's not insurance, then people wonder, is this safe?
What is it? Then what is it? Yeah. We have been led to believe, John, for generations now, that the only way to meet healthcare costs is through insurance. And Liberty HealthShare is here to say, no, there is an alternative means for meeting healthcare costs, and it's based on a mutual aid, mutual assistance model. It's what Christians have been observing for decades. And it's just when somebody has an expense, somebody has a need, other people in the community join together on a voluntary cooperative basis and assist in meeting that cost through their financial cooperation and contribution. And it's taking that model and extending it into the arena of healthcare and making healthcare sharing available and affordable for all. It is a model that's been in place, for decades, and it succeeds because it's people of like mind coming together on a basis of a moral and spiritual commitment that says, John, if you have a medical bill, I have a moral commitment to come to your assistance and to your aid. And so it succeeds because the fuel that generates that is the individual commitment and participation of each member. So it's not Liberty HealthShare as a company accomplishing this. It is individual members, member to member, person to person cost sharing. And all Liberty HealthShare does is provide the platform and the facilitation for bringing people together of like mind who identify with that model and viewpoint regarding meeting other people's needs. If folks believe that they're here on earth to use their resources to assist other people, then they're our kind of folks, and that's the fuel that makes medical cost sharing succeed.
Let's talk about some other quick benefits. If you're a member, you can avoid the penalties and fines of the Affordable Care Act, because technically you don't have insurance, but it is allowable under the Affordable Care Act.
It is built into the ACA, an exemption for healthcare sharing ministries. And Liberty HealthShare is one of those that have been recognized by the federal government, and our members are then exempt from both the fines as well as the mandates of the Affordable Care Act. First of all, having to do with the fines. At the end of the year, we all file our taxes. The IRS is now in charge of applying any fines if you don't have health insurance. but there's a special form. It's called Form 8965, and our members simply fill out that form and say, yes, I'm a healthcare sharing member, and I've been participating for X number of months, and they mark the months. And for those months, it's then prorated and coordinated with if they had an insurance plan prior or they've been a healthcare sharing ministry member all through the year. They are not subject to any fines because we are exempt. But secondly, and John, this is probably the most important for me, and that is we are exempt from the mandates of the ACA. For those of us who have moral and spiritual values, and that represents 99% of America, correct? the ACA calls upon us to use our money in ways that frequently violates our conscience. And we are a safe harbor for those of us who don't want our money to be used for, and I'll use the most egregious example, used for abortion or abortive fashions. But beyond that, we decide the rules. We call them guidelines. We decide the guidelines among and between ourselves as to the kind of medical bills we will share in. And we just simply share in those costs that begin after $500 every year for a member, or $1,000 for a couple, or $1,500 for a family. And we go up to $1 million for every medical expense incident. But we set those guidelines, and our dollars are not used in ways that would violate our conscience. So we are a safe harbor for those of like mind who would wish to join us.
I want to get into the costs here, too, because that talks a lot about, especially the two articles that I want you to talk about. Explain how Liberty Health Share and medical cost sharing actually keep costs so low.
Well, number one, our mentality is we are self-pay patients, responsible for our care, and responsible for our costs. We simply choose to share those expenses with like-minded people in our sharing community. But John, when you are standing at the counter and you realize that it's your money at stake, man, does that change one's mindset. It says, I'm going to review these costs, evaluate these treatments, determine what the expense is going to be, because it's my money at stake. It's not some distant third party somewhere who's taking care of me. It's my pocketbook that is directly impacted by the decisions I make about my care. And that is probably the most powerful force for containing costs in healthcare. We've got thousands of cost gatekeepers in America who are a part of our community, because that's their mentality. We're self-pay patients, and we're in charge of our health care. That's number one. But number two, we access deep, deep discounts in the marketplace by way of our reimbursement schedule or reimbursement plan to our doctors and back to our hospitals. We access a database that simply tells us what is the fair and reasonable reimbursement for that particular healthcare procedure, and we know what that is. We know what they ordinarily receive for that service, and so we reimburse on that basis, and it just simply cuts through all of the middleman costs and expenses, so we are sharing the actual expense that our members incur at a deep, deep discount. So that's how we manage those costs.
While also pleasing the providers, doctors, hospitals.
They love it, because not only is it fair and reasonable, but it's prompt. And most importantly, it eliminates this incredible bureaucracy that our doctors and hospitals have to deal with to try to get a payment for a particular procedure through the ordinary means of the bureaucracy of insurance. We represent freedom from health insurance. not only for our members, but also for the docs and hospitals, and they love it.
We are talking to Dale Bellis, the executive director and co-founder of Liberty HealthShare. If you're interested in Liberty HealthShare, you can call this number now, 888-616-9443. That is 888-616-9443, or you can go to healthshareradio.com. Dale, let's get into these two recent stories in the media. The first one's from the New York Times. It explains a recent survey by the Kaiser Foundation that showed even people who are insured are facing crushing debt. 20% of the people under 65 years old with health insurance have trouble paying their medical bills. They have high deductibles to meet first before insurance kicks in, sometimes upwards of $10,000. Then they have co-pays or caps on how much insurance can pay. You and I have talked about this happening for more than a year now. Why is this happening?
Well, the insurance model is based upon a profit motivation that is attempting to control the costs that the insurance companies pay and shifting more and more of a burden to the individual patient. And now that there is a mandate in America that every person have insurance, it is changing the face of our healthcare payment system. That's why I'm so excited, John, to talk with you about Liberty HealthShare as freedom from health insurance. We are free from both the mandates, the intrusion, the rising costs, the complexity, the bureaucracy of health insurance as it is now developing in America because of the Affordable Care Act. Liberty HealthShare represents individual health care reform. Isn't that good news?
Yeah.
So that an individual can enact their own health care reform by abandoning the health share or the insurance model and coming over to the mutual aid model based upon like-minded men and women meeting each other's health care costs on a mutual and cooperative basis. And it's a different methodology. It's a different mindset. It is a whole paradigm shift. We always encourage people to get all their answers to their questions about Liberty HealthShare, but that's why Liberty HealthShare represents freedom from that model. We as a grassroots movement have basically created and put together an entire methodology different from health insurance, but based upon the needs of our healthcare sharing community.
What's also fascinating about that study is that only 53% of the people with no insurance were having problems. Now, I say only because you would think 80 or 90% of the people would be thinking that way. Why is that? And what does that tell you? Does that tie into what you were just saying?
It ties in identically, ideally, that people who choose to be outside the health insurance system have fewer issues and fewer problems than those who are in it. That's why we have, those of us who've made this switch wouldn't have it any other way, because it represents individual liberty and freedom from the health insurance model, and we are engaged in it together so that as a community, we share in our costs, but we also make decisions among and between ourselves as to the kinds of bills we'll share in. That gives a sense of ownership and a sense of identity with this movement that says, I'm a part and I'm helping make those decisions because it's meeting the true needs that we believe we have as a community for healthcare costs.
Well, certainly the cost trend is one reason Liberty HealthShare has seen a sixfold growth in 2015. Let's get into that second recent article, this one from the Wall Street Journal. It cited how more people are turning to faith-based groups for their healthcare needs, as you were mentioning before. Before we get into the article, though, talk about Liberty HealthShare being faith-based and what that means. You don't have to be a part of a specific religion, correct?
We practice principles that Christians have been observing for decades and make healthcare sharing available and affordable for all, And so while we are spiritually based, we do not intrude on individual faith choices. We don't ask what church you attend or how many times. We don't ask you to sign off on a doctrinal statement. The basis of our shared beliefs are values or a belief system that the vast, vast majority of Americans would agree with. And it's essentially based on three principles, John. Number one, that our freedoms and our values come from God. They don't come from man. Now, that may sound familiar because that's the basis of our nation. Thank you very much. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That's kind of some famous words, right? And so as a community, we say our rights and liberties, first of all, come from God. So that if we are created beings, we have an obligation to our Creator for the way in which our bodies will be cared for. So we take personal responsibility for the care of our health and the care of our bodies. Our bodies are temples. And so we're focused on not engaging in habits or behaviors or eating foods that will harm and cause difficulties or illness, disease for our bodies. That's number two. And number three, that if we are here on earth as creations of God, we have an obligation to our fellow man. And so we purpose that we will use our resources and our finances to assist those in need. And so our facilitation of our finances are being invested directly to another member who has a medical expense. So that every month we ask our members to set aside a share amount that is then matched to another person who has medical expenses. You can message them with words of encouragement or cheer or prayer, whatever the case may be. But we're investing in each other, not in skyscrapers and corporate black holes. And those are the principles on which our shared beliefs are based. They're on our website. You can go check them out. But it appeals to the vast majority of Americans across the religious spectrum, regardless of what the identifying label is.
And thus the sixfold increase in membership of Liberty HealthShare in 2015. The journal article also talked about a half million people who are actually involved in medical cost sharing. That's actually kind of small compared to the amount of people that have insurance. Do you see that changing drastically?
Well, that's actually the case, and thank you for pointing out that statistic. The Wall Street Journal seems to think that that's somehow a threat to the stability of the economics of healthcare in America, but that is almost laughable. A half a million people that are currently sharing medical bills together not only show that it succeeds and is a fulfillment of their interests and purpose regarding healthcare costs, but it also goes to show the upward trend in terms of a grassroots movement that is on the verge of going viral. We are experiencing massive growth, and that half million will grow a great deal more over the next 12 to 24 months, I'm confident, because of people discovering that there's a way to be free from this juggernaut called health insurance. And healthcare sharing is that safe harbor.
Well, and you and I have talked about this for a year and a half now, about the health insurance industry has helped foster this grassroots movement, because the health insurance industry is almost becoming single payer. I mean, they're not single payer, but certainly the amount of insurance companies are dwindling and the offers that are getting out there to people. So there is a lack of free market there. But this article also had some concerns that medical cost sharing would be taking healthy people away from insurance companies, who allegedly have to take everyone, including sick folks. Is that a legitimate concern?
I honestly will leave that up to the experts to run their numbers, but I'm offended by the concept, and here's why. Because as Americans, we are expressing our freedom and personal liberty to take management and control of our own health care. It is a personal choice and decision of free citizens to decide what is in their best interest. If this is about top-down management and control from a centralized government, then I'm the first one to resist that idea. And so I'm offended by the concept, but I'll let them decide whether or not it somehow intrudes on this massive government takeover of my health care. John, we have said as a sharing group of individuals, thank you very much. This far, no further, federal government. We'll take it from here because we're exerting the freedom that we believe we have under God to manage and direct our own health care. So that's my approach to it.
Okay. Another concern was that the health share ministries were not regulated, but that's not entirely right.
It's not right at all. There's basically three or four agencies that healthcare sharing ministries must report to and respond to. Number one is the Health and Human Services federally. We are recognized under the guidelines of the Affordable Care Act by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is a part of Health and Human Services, and we must meet that fivefold criteria in the federal regulation. So that's number one. Number two, because we are all 501c3 nonprofit ministry organizations, we have to report to the IRS regarding the independence of our decisions, the criteria on which we operate as a nonprofit, making sure there are standards of operation where all of the finances are overseen by an independent board of directors, et cetera. So all of the federal regulation regarding the operation of a nonprofit, we are subject to. Number three is that we are responsive and have to be to the various state attorney general's offices because the various attorneys general office are the ones who oversee nonprofit operation and consumer law within their state. And number four are departments of insurance across the country. There are exemptions from the insurance regulations so that we're not regulated as insurance, but we have to meet that criteria in every state so that we're disclosing to the public that we're not insurance. And as a nonprofit organization, we are simply facilitating the free and voluntary and cooperative sharing of medical expenses between members. So there are those four regulatory agencies on both federal and state levels that we must come under, be responsive to, and regulated by. And I'm grateful for that because it just simply goes to show the financial integrity of Liberty HealthShare and that I'm proud to be able to turn to our members and say we have a fully disclosed, transparent financial sharing mechanism so that as members, they see where their money is going every month. And there's no hidden agenda. It's completely transparent to them every month in their online sharing accounts.
And the deadline for signing up for the Affordable Care Act is coming up for a lot of people. People can enroll now, and even once they get past that deadline, that they can enroll to see if they qualify for Liberty HealthShare.
Because, as I explained earlier, we are not subject to the mandates of the Affordable Care Act. And so we're not subject to the open enrollment period. So an individual can abandon the health insurance that they're a part of and join Liberty HealthShare any month of the year.
So, but you would say to people, if you haven't joined Liberty HealthShare or you're thinking about it, at least enroll for health insurance so at least you're covered as far as not having to get penalties and fines and stuff like that, correct?
Well, obviously they need to pay attention to any exposure that they may have to the fines that are mandated by the Affordable Care Act. But once they are a member of Liberty HealthShare, they are exempt from those fines.
Dale, before we go, I talked about the six-fold increase that you unveiled to everybody at the end of the year. What was your reaction when you saw this? Was this just, well, this is what you had predicted, or were you stunned at the response that people are giving Liberty HealthShare?
Obviously both excited, but surprised at the response of America to this opportunity to be free from health insurance. And it just indicates to me what is in the hearts and minds of ordinary folks out there that just simply want to have an opportunity to manage, direct, control their own health care, but do that in a context of individual choice and freedom. And it was just both delightful, exciting, but yet surprising to see that kind of response. Man, we welcome everyone of like mind to come and join us.
All right, Dale. Well, I appreciate it. Always a pleasure. Keep up the good work. And thanks for keeping my medical costs down.
Well, thank you, John. We're excited to have you a part of Liberty HealthShare, and it's always a pleasure to be with you.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Folks, if you're interested in Liberty HealthShare, you can call this number now, 888-616-9443. That is 888-616-9443. Or you can go to healthshareradio.com. And, folks, you can also follow my healthcare findings on Facebook at John Daly Healthcare or Twitter on Healthcare Switch. Folks, thanks for tuning in. Keep moving and stay healthy. We'll catch you next time.
For more on John Daly, including his blog postings and instructional videos, go to informnotinflamed.com.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.